This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop. Backstage here with Gojira frontman Joe Duplantier. We're excited they're about to open for Metallica and Avenged Sevenfold. So epic. How you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So since you guys are opening with Metallica on the West and doing everything out here, we wanted to skip straight to the Metallica memories, man. Everybody's got something. They've been around forever. What's one like memory related to Metallica that like really got you hooked on that band? Or I assume you're probably pretty damn stoked to be opening up for Metallica, yeah? So tell us about one of your early Metallica memories.
My first encounter with Metallica was with my cousin. I have an older cousin that was into metal, and I wasn't. I was into jazz or rock. I was like 13, and I was listening to a lot of radios, and I basically had a tape cassette, and each time something would play that I would like, whoa, record. So I would miss the intros and stuff. So I knew a lot of songs, but never the intro of the song. Yeah. So I loved Michael Jackson and Prince and, you know, all the pop and fun and stuff. And my cousin was listening to a lot of metal, but I didn't understand it at the time. And to me, it was just noise. And so I would tell him, like, what is this noise you're listening to? It's not even music. He's like, dude, come here. One time, he's like, okay, sit down. Listen to this. This not... Yeah, and he was playing stuff to me that he thought would introduce me to metal, you know, with soft intros and stuff. And so he would play a lot of Iron Maiden, even a little bit of the Beastie Boys, okay. You know, their heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And then he played Fade to Black by Metallica from Ride the Lightning. And I'm like, wow, I like that.
Play that again. Yeah.
Yeah. Play that again. Play the intro. And so I was starting to play guitar at the time. I was playing piano for a long time. And then I started to try to play the intro, and he showed me how to play it. And I became obsessed with this intro. And then the solos that go the solo that goes on this clean intro, and then the rest, you know, little by little, I'm like, wait a second, this is not just noise. This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And something clicked in me. I was 13, 14, and I was hooked. For life.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the quote of the year. Right?
Yes, Metallica did it to me. So yeah, Metallica for me was like a door to this world, to this universe that metal is.
Right.
So because I started a little late, I mean, 14 is not old, but you know, a lot of people are like, when I was 8, I was in Kill 'Em All and, you know, Motorhead and that. No, when I was 8, I was listening to Madonna and Michael Jackson and Prince, you know?
Sure.
So all of a sudden, I became a metalhead. I'm like, oh, wait, what's going on? So I stopped playing piano, and I started to play guitar. And that same – it was in the summer. We would hang out in the summer. That same year, went back to school. First day of school, like, who's playing guitar? Who's playing drums? Who's playing bass? And I put a band together. That was, like, immediately. Metallica did that to me. Like, I heard Fade to Black. Next thing you know, I was in a band. that I created, and I was writing songs.
And now you're on tour with them.
Yeah.
And now I'm a – wait, what?
Where am I?
Am I on tour with Metallica right now? This is crazy, man. No, honestly, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, we're playing with Metallica today. And no matter how tired I am, no matter how much I miss my family and I want to be home so bad because we tour so much these days. So it's becoming like this routine and stuff. But still, when we step on the stage – the Metallica stage, there's nothing else in the world, you know, like that I'd rather do at the moment, you know. Then if I could take a jet back home right after, that would be great.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't do that. It's too expensive.
Right on. Well, do you have, I mean, obviously you mentioned playing on a Metallica stage and how awesome that is. But, you know, we've seen you a bunch of times in the Northwest playing smaller clubs and bigger clubs, but the headlining sets. Do you have a different approach when you're playing to maybe an audience at a big show like this who's maybe never even heard of your band before?
On that Metallica stage, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. There's, well, first of all, people here are here to see Metallica. They don't give a crap. 95% of the crowd doesn't care about the openers. They just want to see Metallica. I don't blame them. It's normal. I would be the same, you know. But so for us, it's an opportunity to grab new people.
Right. Exactly.
So that's the first thing, is that we're going to try to seduce them by playing stuff that are a little more mid-tempo. But basically, really, it doesn't change a lot from our headline sets, because there's just like 20% of our entire catalog that we like to play live. The rest is too, I don't know, challenging or hard to, you know, to make work on big stages. And then there's the physical reality of a stadium. Some songs wouldn't work if you go too fast, you know, if you do like some grindcore and then fast double bass and stuff. Unless you're exactly in front of the speaker, you're not going to understand ish if you're in, you know, at the bottom of the stage. Exactly. So we have to adapt a little bit also to that physical reality. And some songs just click, and somehow the echo is not a problem anymore because it's, you know, it's mid-tempo. It's, I don't know how to say, there's more space between notes, you know.
Right.
So yeah, we kind of adapt a little bit. Also, there's another thing, is that we open, and then Avenged Sevenfold plays after us.
Right.
So for them, there's much more people. For us, people are still, you know, entering and figuring it out, looking around, and oh yeah, there's a band playing. Oh cool. So by the time we finish the set, there's like twice the amount of people than when we start. So we need to think about that too.
There's a welcome band.
Exactly. So we are, it's a challenge. Honestly, it's a challenge. And we try not to get carried away too much, because we're just like a little appetizer for maybe a quarter of the crowd that's going to be there from Metallica.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, brings you back on the ground.
Oh, fair enough. But there, you know, there are going to be some people losing their ish for Gojira out there tonight, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. I hope.
So aside from Metallica, you guys have gotten to do a lot of touring, playing with a lot of bands. Is there a band on your bucket list, checklist, that would be a dream band for Gojira to play with that you haven't got to yet?
We'd love to tour with Meshuggah. Maybe in some countries it would be a co-headline. Some countries we would headline.
Yeah.
And some countries they would headline. So we're at a level now we could do a tour, like a co-headline tour with Meshuggah. That would be fantastic. We're trying to make it happen with them. They become friends. We played festivals with them and stuff, and one-offs and stuff.
You've crossed paths
many, many times, and we're in touch, and you know. So we're trying to make that happen. It would be cool before we die to make it happen.
You dropping teasers right now, Joe? You dropping teasers on us?
No. I'm being just honest. Like, we're just talking with them regularly about that. But then we just kind of give up because it seems impossible. Our cycles are not synchronized. And Tool. I'd love to play with Tool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to open for Tool just to be able to watch them every night.
Yeah. Sure, man.
Well, you guys just announced another headlining tour, and this time it's with Code Orange. Code Orange, awesome band. We love them. Do you guys handpick them? Or is Code Orange a band that you're into these days?
Yes, absolutely. They're on the same record company. They're on Roadrunner.
Yeah.
So first time we played with them, Dave Rath from Roadrunner, the A&R, that takes care of us, and Code Orange. So huge fans from the beginning. Like, they were nothing.
Code Orange.
And he was already a fan, and he wanted to sign them. He's pushing them. He's doing a great job on them. And so he convinced me, take them on tour. So I heard just one or two songs at the time, and I wasn't sure. And then they released their album before we started to tour together, and I was in awe, you know, like, oh my God, it's like the good old, you know, Chaos AD vibe from the 90s that they bring back, but with some hardcore vibe in it.
And some industrial too.
Yes. And then we met the guys, and I got to say, they're awesome, you know?
Super very, down to earth.
Down to earth, but also they have that attitude.
They're hard workers.
Hard workers, but there's something else about them. I don't know. Like, it's a sort of a, they don't give a fuck. You know,
nice.
We're here to destroy, you know, and when they opened for us, they're like, okay, Gojira's cool, but even then they know there's got to be some new ish, you know, and we're the new ish. Thank you for your support. And it's like, wow, okay, they're not scared to say, you know, things that could, you know,
ruffle some feathers.
Yeah, hurt a little bit, but I'm like, yeah, I love that, actually. So first time, I'm like, dude, I love what you said. Oh, you love what I said. Oh, sorry, man. I'm like, no, it's awesome.
It's cool, man.
And so I love their attitude, and so the first tour we did with them went really, really good, so now we try to bring them back as much as possible.
Cool.
Yeah. Are there, like, if we hit play on your music device, what would we hear? Like, what are you listening to right now? I know you guys are busy, like, all day, all the time, but anything on your radar that you want to let people know about or shout out or anything like that?
No, I like electro music. I like a lot of different stuff. These days, I like to go back to James Blake.
Okay.
He's an English singer that does a lot of programming, and he's singing. He's a real, real singer, amazing singer, and he has, like, this strange world. Love James Blake.
Cool.
I love Code Orange too. I love their album. Their album's amazing. Bron from Mastodon released an album with a three-piece band, Arcadia. Love that too. After the interview, I'll be like, damn, I didn't mention these guys.
Well, you can call us up on the show.
Okay, I'll call you back. I'll call you later.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Awesome. Joe from Gojira, thank you so much. Anything you want to say to the Northwest audience before we let you go and take the stage with Metallica?
Yeah, we're very excited to be here. We love touring America. We're Europeans, and it's almost like a tradition for Americans to not like Europeans and Europeans to not like Americans. Like, we love Americans, we love Europeans. But that's bullish, man. I got to say, we you know, both worlds, there's good in both worlds, and I'm having a blast. Being born and raised in Europe, in France, and now I live in New York City since 7 years, I embrace both, you know, for all the good stuff that you find in them. And the Northwest of the United States is to me very attractive, because I don't know, there's something here with Seattle, even Vancouver, Portland, you know, all this whole area. I just want to express my love for the people here and nature and the scene, you know, the music scene there,
awesome.
You know, the grunge in Seattle and all that. Love it. So I'm really happy to be here. What's up, everybody?
Joe Duplantier from Gojira, thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.